Christ, Our Perfect Pattern in Daily Living, May 25. In recognizing God as the giver of all gifts, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Psalm 68:19. Under the Jewish economy, on the birth of children, an offering was made to God by His own appointment. Now we see parents take special pains to present gifts to their children upon their birthdays. They make this an occasion of honoring the child as though honor were due to the human being. For life, health, food, and clothing, no less than for the hope of eternal life, we are indebted to the giver of all mercies, and it is due to God to recognize His gifts and to present our offerings of gratitude to our greatest benefactor. These birthday gifts are recognized in heaven. If Christian parents had accustomed their children to present offerings to God in acknowledgement of His great gift of salvation to men, how different would be the character of the young. Their minds would have been called away from themselves to the blessed Savior. They would have been taught to feel that He loved them, and that He is the source of all blessing, that He is their hope of happiness and eternal life. If this kind of education had been given to our children, we should today see far less selfishness, far less envy and jealousy. We should have more manly young men and womanly young women. We should see the youth coming up with moral strength, with pure principles, with well-balanced minds and lovely characters, because the model would be ever before them. They would be impressed with the importance of copying the excellence of Jesus, the pattern. God wants the youth and those of mature age to look to Him, to believe in Jesus Christ whom He has sent, to have Him abiding in the heart. Then a new life will quicken every faculty of the being. The Divine Comforter will be with them to strengthen them in their weakness and guide them in their perplexity. It will make plain to them the path of life.